Several years ago, there was a question that I really wanted to search for an answer. And the question is, why is it that so many people who are raised Catholic and even receive all the sacraments, baptism, confession, First Communion, confirmation, why is it that such a high percentage of those who are raised Catholic leave the faith by the time they are 25 years old? Now, some statistics say it's nearly two-thirds of those in the last 10 years who have been raised Catholic have left by the time they're 25. It's a huge number. In fact, non-practicing Catholics is probably, some will argue, the second largest religion in the United States. So looking into this, I began to think about it at the young adult college age. What is it that can help people stay connected to their faith? What can we do as a parish community? But as I began to study the question more, my attention was pulled to a younger age group, more to the high school level. And I began to look into that more and to think about, well, what is it that we should be doing for our high school students? What will help them persevere in the faith after they receive the sacrament of confirmation to stay engaged? Well, as I was looking at that question, I discovered something else. Something that surprised me a lot. I found some research that was done by a Protestant organization that looked at lifetime participation in the faith, looking at those who were raised and going to church and why they left. And it gave a much different answer than what I expected. And in fact, it gave a much different answer than anything that I had ever heard before. And I began to look much more closely at what this organization had uncovered in their research. First of all, while it was a Protestant organization that did it, as I looked at what they had found, I think it applies pretty much equally to us as Catholics too. Now, here's what they found. They found that before somebody stops coming to church, before they stop practicing their faith, there's something that happens first, that somebody will be emotionally disengaged before they're physically disengaged, that they leave emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, before they stop showing up. That was the first insight. Now, that one makes a lot of sense, but this is the part that really surprised me. Their research said that the critical age to keep somebody emotionally engaged is not college, as I might have thought, or even high school, as I really did believe. But instead, they said junior high. They said the ages of about fifth grade to seventh grade is the critical window. Now, I was really intrigued by this because I did not expect it. After all, if you look around at Mass and things that go on in the parish, many junior high students still participate. But what they said was that something begins to happen around that age, something that's important and should happen in some respects. And that is that a young person's center of gravity shifts from them being primarily influenced by parents, grandparents, home life, shifts to include, and sometimes even more so, a lot of times even more so, the circle of friends and activities that take place outside of the home. So they said that because of this, many times people who are of that age group are physically present at church and church events because their parents take them, but the emotional disengagement has already started. And depending on what their group of friends are will ultimately determine what happens in the long run. According to their research, now I take a little bit of issue with this, but I think that there's some truth to it. According to their research, they said the single most determining factor of whether or not somebody raised in the practice of the Christian faith will continue to do that as an adult is who their friends are in junior high. Now, one could take issue with that and say maybe that's a bit overstated and minimizes the role of parents. But if it is overstated, I don't think it's overstated by much. The role of friendship, the role of friendship in our lives cannot be underestimated. Now, in the gospel that we just heard today, Jesus takes his 12 apostles and he sends them out on one of their first missionary journeys. But he doesn't send them out by themselves. I think that our Lord understands the importance of friendship, of companionship in the spiritual life. And it says that he sends them out two by two. Now, why would that be the case? I think it's pretty obvious. I think that it's obvious that when we have spiritual friendships, they can greatly help us in the practice of the faith. That there are times when we can feel discouraged, and those around us feel encouraged, and help us to persevere through those times. And we can encourage those who are discouraged. I know that the role of priest friends in my own life has been greatly beneficial. Times when I look to them to lend me some of their strength in times of discouragement. And also times when I encourage them and help them to persevere and to stay faithful. The role of friendship in our life is not often talked about or probably even thought about very often, except, of course, for those in junior high and high school, where friendship is so much the center of their life. And so it's important for those who are parents to know who the friends are of their children. Somebody once said, and I don't know who said this, but I think it, again, might be a bit overstated, but there's a lot of truth to it, that we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. If that is true, and I would say it's probably true to at least some extent, it's of critical importance for us to know who our children's friends are. And just as those friendships could lead young people away from the practice of the faith, those friendships also could strengthen the practice of the faith in the lives of our young people. While the formation that parents give is of critical importance, so are friendships. And the way in which friendships lead people in the growth of virtue and holiness, or lead them away from it, is a major determining factor for how we live our lives as adults. Jesus understood the importance of spiritual friendship when he sent them out two by two. But sometimes we underestimate it in our own lives. What is the role of friendship in our life? Do we have friends that help encourage us and strengthen us in our life as disciples of the Lord? Or do we spend our time with those who lead us away from the practice of the faith? Certainly, the friendship among spouses is one of the most important. And I hope that all of the spouses who are here present, the spouses in our parish, spouses who are Christians, Catholics, are praying together and for each other. It's important for us to look at the role of spiritual friendship in our life, and it's not often talked about or even thought about. But it cannot be overestimated, the importance of spiritual friendship in our own lives. So first of all, parents, please, please pay attention to the friendships that your children have. And know that there are ways in which that those friendships take place that might not be immediately obvious. It isn't just who they're spending time with in person, but who they know in the digital world. The friendships that they have in junior high and high school will be one of the most important determining factors of who they are as adults. And for those of us who are a bit past that age, what's the role of friendship in our lives? Do we have good spiritual friendships that can help us as we grow in holiness and become saints?